WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge in Washington this morning appeared inclined to deny an urgent request to temporarily block Elon Musk's government efficiency operation from firing employees or accessing sensitive records from half a dozen federal departments. In the annoying mess department, people from as many as 200 homes in southwest Detroit are flooded and or have no tap water as crews try to repair a huge 54-inch water main break. Hundreds of flight cancellations today after weekend deadly storms across the South. Worst hit is Kentucky, where areas are still flooded. Hundreds rescued. Governor Andy Beshear.
The northern Kentucky area, as well as Cincinnati and parts of Ohio, have sent a large number of highly skilled, well-trained personnel, and I guarantee lives have been saved.
Utilities report about 200,000 power outages across six southern and mid-Atlantic states. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Two teens from Sheboygan County are facing sexual assault charges. We get more from Ted Allen.
Investigators say the 17 and 16-year-old boys forced two brothers to perform sexual acts on one another in April of 2023, and that video of the incident was distributed around the Random Lake School District. The victim's mother reported the episode to Sheboygan police, which led to the arrests. The teens are charged as adults on counts including sexual assault, party to crimes of incest, and child pornography.
The community is stepping up after Milwaukee County leaders backed away from an idea for a memorial for Sade Robinson. She is the young Milwaukee woman who police say was murdered on a blind date back in April of last year and then dismembered. The family says they've now raised $40,000 for both a memorial and a foundation in Robinson's name. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and very frigid, with breezy winds knocking us back to really feeling about 15 to 20 degrees colder. And highs today are struggling to get to the single digits. Tonight, a cold weather advisory goes back into effect as overnight lows bottom out near 15 below, and wind chills will feel as cold as near 30 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 3 degrees at our studios.
99.7.
Talking like a damn fool, got the 12 o'clock. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. You should always do kind things for people every single day, no matter what. Whether they're people you know, people you don't know, just always be kind. But today especially, it is National Random Acts of Kindness Day. Do something nice for someone today. It makes you feel good. It really does.
FM. 99.7.
FM Sports.
The final day of round robin play is on tap today at the Four Nations Hockey Tournament. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Americans will take on Sweden. Canada faces Finland. The U.S. is already in this week's title game. The Badger hockey team lost twice at Ohio State over the weekend. Their losing streak is now at six games. In the AHL, Manitoba beat Milwaukee 2-1 yesterday. Those two teams play again this afternoon. Today is the reporting day for Brewers position players, although most of them have been in working out early. Pitchers and catchers have been at it for a couple of days already. In the nation's longest losing streak is history, the Green Bay Phoenix ending their 21-game slide, knocking off Wright State 79-68. Freshman Ben Tweedy poured in a career-high 27 points as the Phoenix won their first Horizon League game of the season. In the Big Ten, the Badgers 94-84 winners over Purdue on Saturday. They'll host Illinois tomorrow night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Last night on NBC was the 50th anniversary special for Saturday Night Live. I got to tell you that the legendary Saturday Night Live comedians from the glory days of the show, many of them were back with some of their favorite characters. It really was great, great television. It kind of reinforces the fact that these days, the show isn't really all that great. It used to be just amazing. But in any event, hopefully you get a chance to check that out last night on NBC.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, with the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls.
Choose a hard or soft option.
In a Western town, a dead end world, the Eastern boys and Western girls. In a Western town, a dead end world, the Eastern boys and Western girls.
Western girls. Western girls.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say. About you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. I said maybe
Tears for Fears on 99.7 Max FM. Well, when you think about the cities that you would be most likely to catch a cold, wouldn't you think it would be some of the cities located in colder climates, like any of our cities here in Wisconsin, Minnesota, anywhere in the upper Midwest? You would think probably the states that you're most likely to catch a cold because people are inside, they're closer together. Well, researchers at a university in Indianapolis conducted a study to rank 100 American cities based on where you're most likely and least likely to catch a cold. I kind of found it interesting that the cities where you're most likely to catch a cold are typically warmer weather destinations. Bakersfield, California, McAllen, Texas, that's way down south, El Paso, Texas, Las Vegas, Nevada, Fresno, California. Then you have a couple of Midwestern, upper Midwestern cities, Detroit, Chicago, Riverside, California was on the list. A lot of warmer climates, or at least moderate climates, where people don't have to spend the entire winter cooped up. The top cities where you're least likely to catch a cold: Madison made the list in the number two spot. Wilmington, North Carolina, San Jose, California, Des Moines, Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska, Tampa, Florida, Honolulu, just to name a few.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Slama's Lawn and Sports salutes Reedsburg FFA students during National FFA Week. Located at 2160 East Main Street in Reedsburg, Slama's Lawn and Sport is your local John Deere dealer. Check out the new and used equipment for sale at Slama's Lawn and Sport of Reedsburg.
Prairie Plumbing and Heating is proud to recognize past, present, and future members of the Sauk Prairie FFA. They have served the area for 67 years, providing excellent service and free estimates for customers. Call Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 608-643-8531.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and very frigid, with breezy winds knocking us back to really feeling about 15 to 20 degrees colder. And highs today are struggling to get to the single digits. Tonight, a cold weather advisory goes back into effect as overnight lows bottom out near 15 below, and wind chills will feel as cold as near 30 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 3 degrees at our studios.
99.7.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Sitting in a back room, waiting for the big boom.
99.7 Max FM. A lot of people talking about how cold it is outside. I was looking at the extended forecast, and if you go beyond about 4 or 5 days from now, maybe by this coming upcoming weekend, we are going to have temperatures into the upper 30s. Then 40s will dominate all of next week. Even a shot at 50 coming up by the 25th. Now that's obviously not a guarantee, and forecasts can change, but kind of seems to be just the last few days of the extreme cold, at least for now, fingers crossed. Rolling Stones are on Max FM.
Ooh. I never meant to call you when you're sorrow. I never meant to call you.